This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. 59 Coloradans are currently hospitalized with the coronavirus. That is the lowest level since tracking started in spring of 2020. The number has been steadily dropping since the November peak of 440 hospitalizations. It's also far lower than the pandemic record of more than 1,800 in December of 2020. 7 out of 10 Coloradans received 2 vaccine doses. About a third also got the Omicron booster. The federal government has been working on a plan to release new vaccines in the fall. I-70 express lanes through Denver will start charging tolls today. CPR's Paulo Shalsada reports.
Tolls have been waived for the past year to test new Colorado Department of Transportation systems. Prices will depend on the time of day, but they'll run somewhere between $1.50 and $4.50 with an express toll pass. Motorcycles, commercial vehicles, and carpoolers with an HOV tag are exempt. CDOT's $1.2 billion Central 70 project overhauled a 10-mile stretch of the interstate that cuts across the Front Range. The project added a park on top of a lowered section of the highway. I'm Paulo Shalsada, CPR News.
A new trial has been ordered for a Grand Junction man who has been in prison since 1993. James Genrick was convicted in a series of pipe bombings in the 1990s that killed 2 people. Chris Fabricant is a lawyer for the Innocence Project, which helped Genrick get a new trial. They say his case was based on faulty expert testimony.
The state will have to decide if they're going to appeal the judge's decision or if they're going to retry Mr. Genrick or dismiss the indictment.
The judge in the case cited the expert scientific analysis as the primary driver of the conviction. And note, the since-retired district attorney who prosecuted the case, Steve Erkenbrock, is a member of Colorado Public Radio's board of directors. This is CPR and KRCC.